Okay, let's begin. I want to try to finish the Minsadi Dalet to enable a Bechina. Obviously, we could have a Bechina if we don't finish, but if we finish today, Mir Tzashem, that will give you guys like around 2 weeks to Chazar, which is kind of awesome. Although maybe what we should do is like, maybe we should have the Bechina. I don't know. We'll figure out exactly when the Bechina will be. Maybe Tainus Esther. And we'll start up again right after Purim, but that might be too long to have 2 weeks. Okay, we'll figure it all out. I want to discuss the end of Tzadi Dalet Se'if Zayin. If you remember, the halacha that we're talking about is if I have a milcha ganayt, I used to cut a piece of meat. And the Ramah then tells me that we're only talking about a piece of meat that's in the Kli Rishon. And then if the second is Ben Yomo, so it's going to be Aser. But if the piece of meat is in a kli sheni, so then the basar only requires klipa, and the sakin requires ni'itza bekarka. In other words, the Ramah basically is telling me that there is a din, that the basar has a din of kli rishon, but that is only when it's in a kli rishon. When the basar is in a kli sheni, so then you cannot become aser bekulo. That means that the Ramah is denying this rule of davar gush. We spoke about this already in Kuf Hei, but for the Ramah, there is no such thing as Davar Gush. Nonetheless, the Shach and Taz both point out that if you look in the Isser Veheter, the Isser Veheter has a din of Davar Gush, and the Maharshal has a din of Davar Gush. Right? The Taz actually has a very funny formulation. The Taz's formulation is that the Ramah always quotes the Isser V'Heter. How come he doesn't quote the Isser V'Heter over here? The Shach kind of becomes more of a Mefarish over here. And the Shach says, you know what, that the Marim Makaim is wrong because it says the Isser V'Heter Arach Klal Lamed Vav, and this din is not in the Isser V'Heter Klal Lamed Vav. Adarabah, the Isser V'Heter says differently. Right, that's the way the Shach says it. If you read the Shach carefully, by the way, the Shach was aware of the fact that the Marim Makomis that are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, B'Shem the Ramah, the Marim Makomis are not authored by the Ramah. No? Many people make this mistake. In the Hakdama to the Friedman, Kabbalah, and Shulchan Aruch, they point out that many make a mistake and they assume that the Makor is written by the Ramah, the Makor is not there, and that's why the Shach's lashon is B'Shulchan Aruch near Sham Ka'an. Right, that in the printed Shulchan Aruch, they have the source, but it's not an authentic Ramah. Okay, Zolzayin. Now, if you get beneath the hood over here, there is a difference between the way the Isser V'Heter phrases the din of Davar Gush. Both Isser V'Heter and the Maharshal hold of a din Davar Gush, but they phrase it in different ways. The Isser V'Heter seems to be saying that Davar Gush and the Kli Sheni is Mamish Mevashel. And therefore, the Isser V'Heter writes that the Davar Gush is going to create an Isser Hana'ah. It's going to create an Isser Hana'ah, despite the fact that there is no longer Defanais Mechanamais, because it moved from the Kli Rishon into a Kli Sheni. Nonetheless, the Isser V'Heter holds that it's going to be Aser B'Hana'ah. Apparently, that means the Kli, that Davar Gush is Mamash Mevashel. The Maharshal, however, never uses the Lashon of Mevashel. And the Maharshal also has a different Cheshbin. The Maharshal's Cheshbin is not about whether the Defanais are Mechamamos or Mekarirais, but the Maharshal writes that if you have a liquid that you pour from one keli to another keli, it's Misariv Miyad V'Niskariv Mehera. That the cool liquid, the liquid cools down the hot thing. However, if it's all solid, so then it's maflet umavliya shapir. No? Meaning to say, if I read the Maharshal carefully, the Maharshal never uses the word mevashel. And the Maharshal is basically saying that the issue is that in the process of transferring stuff, a liquid cools down, but in the process of transferring stuff, a solid does not cool down. So what we have over here, I'd say, is that there's a fundamental machlokes. We already spoke about how the Minchas Yaakov assumes that Kli Sheni is only mafla to mafliya, there's no din of bishul by Kli, but that Dover Gushan of Kli Sheni, there's no din of bishul, it's only mafla to mafliya. I argue that that's what the Maharshal says. However, the Isser v'Hetzer really sounds like there is mevashel. I think that's the Pashtus. And this is what I thought years ago, the first time I taught Basar B'Cholov here in BMP. I gave a hoshir to my guys about this Nakuda. At that point, I did not yet learn the Prima Godim. Because the Prima Godim here in Mishpat Sois Yudalid points out that the Pashtus in the Issa V'Heter is that it's Mevashel, but that's not correct. That is not correct. So, and when the Issa V'Heter says it's Asar B'Hana'ah, he can't really mean that Dovah Gush is Asar B'Hana'ah. He means that a regular Kli Rishon would be Asar B'Hana'ah. The Prima Godim Mamish Machzavek, he completely dismisses the Pashtus in the Sefer Issar V'Heter. Okay, be it as it may. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva in Ois Zayin quotes a solas lamincha, that if I have a hot piece of meat that goes out with liquid, the liquid will cool it down. That idea is much more maharshaldic than Isser v'Heterdic. No? In fact, I would argue that's kimat exactly what the Maharshal is saying, and that's that solas lamincha the Pesachei Tshuva quotes. Now, la halacha, what's the din of a davar gush? So the Shach over here basically just quotes the Isser v'Heter and the Maharshal. The Shach seems to say that they're saying the same thing. And the Shach would say that Dover Gush is a real problem, even in the Kli Sheni. The Taz, however, is inclined that Dover Gush is only a problem in a Kli Sheni if there's also Duchka de Sakina. That's what the Taz assumes. Now, for the Taz to get to this point, he kind of does a little more digging. The Taz points out that in the Dark Emotion, Simon Kufhei, the Dark Emotion quotes the Maharshal, that the Maharshal who says that Dover Gush is Maflet Umafliya, but the Dark Emotion disagrees with the Maharshal. You see, according to the Maharshal, there's a difference between liquids and solids. That liquids are going to be cooler and solids are going to be hotter. That's what the Maharshal is saying. The Darkei Moshe says something, Shani Mamash Lo Mevin. Darkei Moshe writes, Shanira La'inayim, that hot water that goes from a Kli Rishon to a Kli Sheni is going to be hotter than the solid that goes from a Kli Rishon to a Kli Sheni. The Adrava, the fact that it's not gush, right, will show that it's mamish hotter. I do not understand the Dark Emotion in Metzius, no? Like, I don't know what the man is talking about. Like, in Metzius, I think it's clear that liquids cool down faster than solids, no? It seems to be the Maharshal, not the Dark Emotion. Then the Taz continues, and he says that it's obvious that according to the Rabbeinu Peretz, right? It's obvious that according to Rabbeinu Peretz, a davar gush in a Kli Sheni is going to be a problem. And his raya is as follows. The whole din over here in Sadi, Dalet, Seif, Zayin, is that Rabbeinu Peretz says, when I cut a piece of meat with a milchigen knife, it could be Aser Bekulai, as opposed to that opinion, who says it's only Aser Kedei Klipa, which we now know is the opinion of Rabbeinu Baruch, that the Gra cited in Oschaf Beis, says the Taz, one second, how on earth could there be an opinion that if it's in a Kli Rishon, it does not Aser Bekulai? Hayitachin, that there's such an opinion? It's not Shayach. I have Mamash a Kli Rishon. It should Aser Bekulai. Why not? Elamai, I'm talking about the Kli Sheni. And Elamai, the Rabbeinu Baruch, who says it's only Kedei Klipa. Rabbeinu Baruch says, it's a Kli Sheni, only Kedei Klipa. But the Rabbeinu Peretz says, no, Davar Gush and the Kli Sheni, Mamish is going to be Aser Bekulai. That's what the Taz says. Right? Al Karchacha, the fact that we have this opinion of the Rabbeinu Baruch, that itself shows that we're talking about a Kli Sheni, not a Kli Rishon. In the Kli Rishon, it's inconceivable that Rabbeinu Baruch could say what he said. Comes along the Prima Gadim, and the Prima Gadim says, one second, do, sir, what are you talking about? He says, well, you know, you're cutting a piece of meat with a knife. There's no reitav. Kenzain, that because there's no reitav, because there's no liquid over here, that's why it's only going to be also kedei klipa. Who says that the din of a kli rishon that asas bekulei means when you go from keli to aicha without any reitav? Mehichatesi, I don't have any case like that in Judaism. That's the Prima Gadim's take on the situation. Again, I think it's certainly interesting. So let's just chazer again. What are the shitas that we have about Dover Gush? Shach seems to pass on like this. Ever had to Marashal, Dover Gush Pash, this is Mevashel. Prima Gadim says no one really holds Dover Gush as Mevashel. Dover Gush is only Mafla to Mavliya. He equates the Isser V'Heter and the Maharshal. The Taz Lahalocha assumes that the din of Dover Gush is only formulated when there's also Duchka Disakina. That's what the Taz assumes. The Taz quotes the Bach, the Shver, that the Bach says that Dover Gush is going to be Maflit, but it's not going to be Mavliya. Right? In other words, that kli, that dover gush and the kli sheni does not have the ability to be maflet and mavliya. It's only going to be maflet. That's what the Bach says. That's already a step down, no? To step down from the Maharshal, a step down from the Taz. As the Prima Gadim notes over here, according to the Taz, when I have a knife that cuts, it's going to be both Maflet and Mavliya. And one could argue perhaps it's even going to be Mavashel Bekahai Gavna, no? That's what should emerge. But the maskan of the Taz is only when there's duchka de sakina. So halacha l'maisa. Ramah says there's no such thing as davar gush. Shach says there is. Taz has this compromise opinion that when there's duchka de sakina, there is. No duchka de sakina, there isn't. Halacha l'maisa, in Hilcha Shabbos, can I put ketchup on a hot potato? So the Shemir Shabbos kehilchasa. I gave the shiurim the first time before I had Shmir Shabbos 3.0. No? There's Shmir Shabbos 1.0, we had all the kulas. That came out like in the 80s. Then there's Shmir Shabbos 2.0, which ended up being three volumes in 2.0. And in Shmir Shabbos 2.0, he's much more machmir. Then there's Shmir Shabbos 3.0, which basically takes volume 3, the Hakdamah, in 2.0, together with the beginning, with a volume 1, right? And it has like that bigger, fatter volume of the Shmir Shabbos. So I don't know the Maramakam in the new Shmir Shabbos, but in the old one, it's Perek Aleph Halacha Nun Ches. In 2.0, it's Perek Aleph Halacha Nun Ches, where the Shmir Shabbos is mako to put ketchup on a hot potato on Shabbos, because L'maisa, there's going to be no duchka de sakina. And according to the Ramah, it's not a problem. By the way, the Chsam Sefer, according to the Pesachei Tshuva Eis Zayin, says that la'eis hatzorech, you can rely on the Ramah straight up. But in this case, even according to the Taz, you don't have a problem, because the Taz only is worried about Dover Gush with a duchka. Dover Gush without a duchka is not going to be a problem. We also noted that the Gra in Kufhei assumes that there is no such thing as Davar Gush. The Gra points out from the Gemara, Gezer Shem Mayala Be'ofis Reseach, that we only speak about Mamash a frying pan. We don't speak about the Davar Gush. Obviously, there's no such thing as Davar Gush. In our youth, we tried to reject this right from the Gra, that if the Minchas Yaakov, and now we know the Prima Gadim, is correct, that the din of Tavar Gush is only to create Blias, is only to be mafal to Mavliya, but there's no Bishol. So if that's the case, we could say that that Gemara, at the beginning of Kol HaBosar, when it says that Shemayala be'ofis reseyach, that Gemara is trying to create Basar B'chalov. To create Basar B'chalov, you need Mamish Bishol. That was our way of rejecting that point. For some reason, the Magen Avraham paskens that Tavar Gush is Ramesh Mavash and it's going to be Aser B'Shabbos. And L'cha'ira, that seems not to be the mainstream opinion over here in Yeridaya. Nonetheless, because it's in the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah is a Sefer and Arach Chaim, that Shita gets more play than it otherwise should have. These are some of the issues regarding the end of Tzadi Daled Ois Se'if Zayin. Tzadi Daled Se'if Zayin, Tam V'Nishlam Shevach L'Keo Bayrei Oilam. Let's go into Tzadi Daled Se'if Ches. Okay, Tzadi Daled Se'if Ches is a halacha that talks about if some cheese lands on a panadish. Panadish is apparently some sort of cooked dish.
Okay. So, what is it?
It's like a calzone, I thought.
I thought it was an empanada.
What's an empanada?
It's like a Latin cuisine, like a stuffed
patriot dish. Like, I thought it's like a calzone.
Yeah,
it's like a stuffed patriot. In other words, I have basar that's surrounded by some sort of dough. Okay. That's the pashtus. So when cheese lands on the panadish, it only asers kedei klipa. Also, gavina goes onto a kaira of basar, onto a fleshing of plate. It only asers kedei klipa. Now, if you read carefully and slowly, the Shach and the Taz have a disagreement about how to understand this din. The Shach says that I'm talking about a bit of gavina that lands on the kaira on top of the panadish. Right? In other words, the gavina is not landing on my panadish itself. Right? My gavina is landing on the kaira on top of the panadish. Right? That's what the Taz writes. Now, for some reason, in this case, it only asers kedei klipa. L'cha'oira, that's a little hard to understand because the gavina b'pashtus is a davar shamein, and therefore it should have iser go more. The iser should diffuse more. Why is it only aser kedei klipa? So it's not abundantly clear, but perhaps. And if you look in the Badei HaShulchan somewhere, Sifkat and Kufhei, perhaps the pshat is that when I speak about Aser and Kedein, the Tilar, Bekulai, that's one about when I go from an Ochel to an Ochel. But a Keli is Kasha Levloa. Kelim don't absorb as easily as other stuff. And consequently, since the keli is kashel of lo'a, so therefore it's only going to be aser kedei klipa. This is the hesber that the Chazon Ish gives to this din. In other words, according to the Taz, the gavina is landing on the kaira, and because it's going from eichel into a kli, it only asers kedei klipa. Similarly, the end of the if then is saying if you go from a keli to an eichel, and by the keli it's an iser that was below on the tchila, you go from keli to eichel, also only aser is kedei klipa. This is Judaism as understood by the Taz. But Judaism, which we now know means Yerideya, Judaism as understood by the in Murash HaKol, no, we used to sing Hamavdil and Kodesh L'Chol after the 70-minute Seder, after the 70-minute Seder before Havdalah, after Ma'ariv. No, they still have that?
Yeah.
In Kol, it's kind of long. So in Hamavdil and Kodesh L'Chol, there's one line, something todi eini, oira chayim todi eini, midalos tabat eini, yom velo laila. No? There's a line like that. So when we used to sing it, we used to sing, oira chayim todi eini, we used to sing yeredeya todi eini, because yeredeya kayedo is much harder than our chayim. That's like the way we tried to have fun. Rabbi Willig once corrected us. He felt that like you have to know Erechayim also. It's not enough to know Yeredeya. But this is like when we were crazy kids. Right? Maybe not that crazy. But the Judaism, which as we know means Yeredeya. So Judaism, as understood by the Shach over here, is that the Gevina is landing on the Pnadish itself. The Gevina is not landing on the Kaira on top of the Pnadish. That's what the Shach writes in Os Lamed Beis Lamed Gimel. I, how come it only answers Kedei Klipa? Shouldn't it answer a Kedei Natila or something? So the Shach holds, and he understands the Rabbeinu Yeruchim this way, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim who's the Makar of the Din. The Shach says, you know what? Gevina doesn't absorb as much, it doesn't penetrate as much as other stuff. Gevina penetrates less than other stuff. Comes along the Chazon Ish in Simen Chaf Beis, and this is all quoted in the Badei HaShochan Ois Kufhei. And the Chazon Ish and Simen Chaf Beis says this is Divrei Nevius. Well, how do you know cheese absorbs less than other stuff? No? Why would that be? Why would the cheese absorb less? It may well, says the Chazon Ish, if the Gemara would tell me that certain foods are by layout more and certain foods are by layout less, so then the Chachomim would have the ability to say, okay, cheese is in category A, not category B. However, since nowhere in Shas do I see that there is a difference in the Kaya Chabliya between various and sundry foods, so therefore, you can't tell me a Yisoi that cheese is Bileya less. And therefore, says the Chazon Ish, you know what? Says the Chazon Ish that I don't understand the Shach. Maybe you could say that there's a special din that's not by Leah and Tekalim, but that's not what the Shach says. We don't understand the Shach. If you look in Reb Feivel, page 279, going over to 280, so he quotes the entire nusach of the Chazon Ish. He points out that the Chazon Ish found a Rashba who he says disagrees with the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and la halacha, therefore we would assume that only if the Gevina lands on the Keli is it going to Aser Kedei Klipa. When the Gevina lands on the Eichel itself, it will Aser Bekula Yar Kedei Netila. No one apparently made a distinction that the Pnadish, as you say, is an infantata, or whatever, intifada, right? Right? So the Pnadish, even I know that, that's like, whatever, that the Pnadish, no one says that because the Pnadish is covered in some dough, so therefore the Gevina only goes into the dough and doesn't go into the basar beneath the dough, no? That's like a svara that everyone rejects. Although I don't know why that svara is so rejected. If you would ask me, I could have said that there's a difference between an infanada, right, and a normal food. Because lamaisa, right, mehechatesi, it will penetrate, right? Mehechatesi will penetrate more. I don't know. But ad kan, what do you say?
Imagining like deli roll?
Like it's like a deli. I'd assume that the infanada, whatever, is like a thicker dough. It's a thicker dough and the basar is inside. Mm-hmm. Right? It's so like
the basar is not exposed.
What?
The basar
is not exposed, right. It's a difference that by the Hasidim, they speak about how when you eat kreplach, right? We eat kreplach on the Yemei Hadin. No? You eat kreplach on Peshana Rabbah. You eat kreplach on Erev Yom Kippur and you eat kreplach on Purim. Ikaf alav pitu. No, when in klapt me essen kreplach. There's like official Hasidish Torah. So the yisod of kreplach is that the basar that represents the rachamim is completely covered by the dough that represents the din. No? Is that like the essence of kreplach? Whatever. You guys can be such amei ha'aretz. I don't know how you guys got into smicha. Okay. I have to be tougher. But it seems, it would seem to me that there's a reasonable savara that in fanda, whatever it is different than other foods because it's not touching the basar itself. However, no one seems to say that. So, but ladaiti, I don't know. Yes, sir.
I mean, we spoke in the past that study days, yes, where you got the oven like this, milk at the bottom, flesh at the top.
Well, that's steam.
The steam goes through, hits the cover, goes through the cover, and gets the food.
Right, the steam.
Also go through it outside,
go through, check out the outside. Again, I'm not 100% sure because I could have said a svara that because the butzik is an oichel, so it hits the butzik and it stays in the butzik and it doesn't go through and through. Right? The doifen hakadera, the pshad is that it's bottled to the kadera entirely, like I see in Hilchos Shabbos, that if I carry some food in its keli, the keli is bottled to the thing itself, as opposed to the infanda. Right. Again, obviously I'm wrong because no one says this, but perhaps.
Yeah, if you tried to get to the meat itself, let's say just the outside of the dust or something, would probably still
rain. Wait till it cools down.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Again, no one said it, but. Okay, Zozain. Again, maybe if you look around more, some will say it. Now, Bade HaShulchan. Sifkat and Kufhe Paskins like the Taz over here, not like the Shach, based on the Chazon Ish. Halo Dovarhu, I think, that the Gra holds straight up like the Shach, no? Look at the Gra, Sifkat and Chavtes. One word Gra. Ayin Shach. It's one word because he has just an Ayin, a Shin, and a Chavsofis. Right? Ayin Shach. That's what the Gain says. Bechari, that means that the Gain is holding like the Shach. Don't know. Okay, so that's what we have in Se'if Ches. When I move over to Se'if Tes, I find this interesting Mordechai. The Mordechai has a yesod that if you cook dvash in a machvas shel basar, it's mutter. And the reason that the Mordechai gives it mutter is because it's nice and tam lufgan. Dvash is a very sensitive ingredient. And the dvash, any tam basar goes into the dvash, makes it pogum. Now the Beis Yosef says, why do you need the din of Nais and Tan Lafgam? You should have the din of Nat Bar Nat Heter. It's Nat Bar Nat Heter. No, I have a Fleishig pot. I'm cooking honey in the pot. That's really a Nat Bar Nat. Nat Bar Nat Heter should be okay. So based on this, the Beis Yosef here only quotes the din based on Nat Bar Nat Heter. The Taz jumps up and down, spits wood and nickels. He says, why don't you quote the din of Nisan Tan Lufgam? And the Taz says the din of Nisan Tan Lufgam is a more powerful din than the din of Nat Bar Nat of Heter, because Nisan Tan Lufgam would apply even if it's Be'en. Let's say I have pieces of meat which are in the Devash itself. Let's say I have a dirty pot. So it's Nisan Tan Lufgam, it's going to be Mutter in that case. But to say Nat Bar Nat would have to be a clean pot. So the Taz basically is asking Akasha, how come you don't quote Nadin of Nosan Tan of Gan? Comes along the Shach and the Nekudas HaKasev. He says, what do you mean, how come you don't quote Nadin of Nosan Tan of Gan? We do quote Nadin of Nosan Tan of Gan, but not in Simen Tzadi Dalet. That appears in Simen Kuf Gimel with the other dinim of Nosan Tan of Gan. Now, it's worth noting that if you look over there in Simen Kuf Gimel, there is a discussion about whether Basar is pogam all Devash automatically, or whether Basar, it's Kuf Gimel Se'if Dalet. The Mechaber holds that Basar is pogam Shemin and Devash, no matter what. The Ramos says that Basar is not pogam Shemin and Devash, Basar is pogam only mead. Mead is like this drink that's made out of very, very, very super sweet stuff. It's like a super sweet, very alcoholic drink. If you want to have a sense of how much you could drink, there are hundreds of barrels of mead that were consumed at the funeral feast for the Emperor Charlemagne. Frecknishing caches, but at his funerary, they drank like an obscene amount of mead. That was like a drink that people were into. Today, I don't think anyone drinks mead. But it could be, says the Ramah, that Basar is only plague of mead, it's not pogame ordinary devash. The Shach over here notes that Ramah. And the Shach Tainas, that maybe over here we're talking about mead, and we use the Lashon of Devash, it's Lav Dafka, because if it would be real Devash, then the Ramah should be disagreeing here also. That's coming from the perspective that we're also talking about a din of Nosein Tam Lefgan. Now the Shach over here in Sivkatan Lamed Dalet has some discussion about Irui Shenifsak HaKiluach, some discussion Nosein Tam Lefgan. He puts it together, the Prima Godim, tries to work on the steers and all the shachs. That's already an advanced Talmud or advanced Jewish law concept that I think is not kedai to go into over here because it will confuse us. Although in our shiur about Yirish and Nifsa Kakiluach, I don't remember, but we may have referenced this shach as well. It seems to me, again, I'm saying stuff that seems to me, but no one else said, that maybe there the Se'if Tes perhaps is different than all the other dinim yeridaya. You see, the Mordechai gives a reason of Nosein Tam Lefgan. And the Beis Yosef jumps up and down the Mordechai and says, why are you giving the reason of the Devash and the Basa based on Nosein Tam Lefgan? Give a better reason of Nat Bar Nat. No? And that's what leads to the whole conversation, the Taz, etc. Now, I would argue, perhaps, just a Metzius argument. The Metzius argument is that a machvas, a frying pan, is much harder to clean than a pot. No? Especially when you fry stuff with some oil. The pshat is that there's always going to be some gunk there. Right? Last night, I ran the dishwasher. And I ran the dishwasher in the frying pan because we had fried some onions to eat together with some oyster steak. Oyster steak is not made out of oysters, it's just oyster steak. So we fried onions, and the pan was kind of dirty. I rinsed it off, I put it in the dishwasher. This morning when I looked in the dishwasher, the pan is still dirty. Right? The frying pan is harder to clean than other kelim. And one could argue if it's harder to clean, the pshat is that there's always going to be be'en there. And there's always going to be be'en there, so ken zayin, that the reason why the Mordechai speaks about Nosein Tam Lefgan rather than Nat Bar Nat, is because there's no Nat Bar Nat in frying pans because it's be'en. Again, this is Judaism according to Schwartz. I don't know if... No one said it. But it would seem to me that we could infer the Beis Yosef's Kasha by saying that just a machbas tends to be dirtier than a regular pot, just because oil tends to leave a residue, which a regular pot doesn't. Ad kan devarai, we should go on daven mincha.